there are things that healthcare providers can do that can minimize the risk to patients, particularly obstetricians, in terms of obstetrical practice. For instance, we know that episiotomy, if done routinely, will increase the risk of damaging the anal sphincter and increase the risk of bowel control problems. And so now the recommendations in the guidelines are to avoid episiotomy, which is a big change in obstetrical practice over the last 20 years. We also know that use of certain operative delivery techniques like forceps delivery can increase the risk of pelvic floor disorders. Now, there may be very good obstetrical reasons to do those things, but if done routinely, it should probably be avoided because it can cause increased risk to the pelvic floor of women.